I was expecting a song.
But listen,
yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
was moving.
Yeah,
that's why
I know.
I...
Well, it was a. Okay. Forget
no.
it.
Because it was
history.
Really?
Oh, the photograph.
Oh,
that's a cool one,
Jackie.
Your mother get a kick out of it if she did.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Pretty
soon there's going to be a song.
Tuon eriskunnalle masina tuo. En ole koskaan kuullut ennen.
Ei.
Häh?
En ole kuullut, en ole nähnyt se. Ei.
Joo.
Ei.
Se on semmoinen masina kuullut.
Joo, pitää puhukaan nyt vähän, niin saatte kuulla vähän ajan päästä sitten omaa ääntä. Oh, taitaa olla sellainen. Se on vaan sala, semmoinen salapoliisi.
Oh.
Yeah, I called Mary Dell today and well, she wasn't home, and whoever answered said that she was out in the country, so then I could go on.
Ai, ottaa se puheet täältä ylhäällä.
I would like to have heard that again. And we gotta get it, we will, won't we?
What's that?
Your tape?
To, so yeah, so that he can hear that.
Who's got that tape?
Mary Dell or Justine?
Little Red Heidi. Have you heard of it?
Joo.
I mean, did you ever hear that? Well,
Ei kastaa korppua ollenkaan.
Minä kastoon korppua.
Haluatte lisääkö?
Ei minä ota.
Michael?
Ei minä ota mitään.
Kuinka te voitte elää?
Voi minä aamulla sitten taas syödä.
No te ette syödä välilläkään muuta kuin toastia ja maitoa ja nyt taas toastia. Eikö teillä tule nälkä?
Ei, mulle tuu.
No se on hyvä.
Maito pitää nälkä ja korppua.
That should teach us a lesson now. We could live on just milk and toast. But who wants to be a milk toast?
Yeah.
These two, you know, they get together with all kinds of fancy ideas. Who
you
wants
know,
to be
you
milk
heard
milk
the stories about Mr. Milk Toast.
Yeah. Ei ne antanut siellä hospitaalissa 8 vuorokauteen muuta kuin paljasta maitoa.
Oh.
Ei annettu yhtään muuta maitoa, mutta tuotiin joka tunnin päin.
Every hour. Well, that means
so
you can live if you eat, drink milk every hour on the hour. That's what you got in the hospital.
Ja sitä,
just milk.
Sitä
every hour.
Aamulla sitten jo niin 7.
Well, here goes 100 calories.
Ensimmäinenkin.
Well, Martin, you worry about your diet?
No,
I don't worry about my diet either.
I got this sandwich spread all set at the. Right now, you just buy it in a little thing and just put it on.
You know, it tastes
really?
Good.
So I've never tried it before, so I don't know. Did you taste it?
Yeah, it's real good.
It
this is my third.
I don't know.
Stuff that June and I made. We mixed mince ham with.
What the heck is it made out of?
And pickles, sweet pickles. Yeah, sweet
what
pickles.
The hell is it made out of?
Don't swear now.
What do you care as long as it tastes good? Yeah. Another thing you consume if you get a stomach ache.
I'll tell you a story. There was the superintendent of the schools of Bemidji was out to
yeah.
speak at the Markham Palo, you know, commemorate, you know what he had? Commencement.
Mm-hmm.
So he began his speech by saying that there was a man, he drove along the road, and he got a flat tire right in front of the insane asylum. And there's a fence there, you know. And as he stopped, you know, he looked, there was a man standing there, you know, on the other side of the fence from the insane asylum. So he got out and began to fix his tire. He got it off. And he took the, you know, the nuts off the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And he put them in the hubcap.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't make no sense to me.
And then, wait a minute. Then when he was monkeying around there, he's going to change the tire, he accidentally stepped on the hubcap and the nuts from the hubcap dropped out and fell into a sewer that
yeah.
was right there, a sewer, you know,
yeah.
open sewer. They fell right in.
Yeah.
So he looked at it and wondered what he was going to do. And the man across on the other side of the fence said, "Now, what are you going to do?" Well, he said, "I suppose I have to walk. It's 4 miles from here to the next garage. I think I better walk over there and get some nuts. So I can't get these nuts out of
you,
you know." So the man said, "Well, why should you do that? Why don't you take a nut off the other wheel, the back wheel, and the two front wheels? You have 3 nuts, and you put on your wheel, and then when you know you can tighten up your wheel. And when you get to the next town, well, then you can buy some extra nuts to put in.
Right.
He said, well, yes, that's an idea. It never dawned on me. Then he did that, and then he looked across, and he said, who are you? He said, well, I'm an inmate of the insane asylum. He said, well, how come you're there? You're more brilliant than I am. Well, he said, well, you don't have to be, he said, you don't have to be stupid, you know, to be insane. So, but the interesting thing was then he continued and he developed the whole question of the student body, you know, and he developed and he says, we're reaching a period where in the near future there will be no Rockefellers and Morgans and Fords, but the people, we the people, will own everything. Well, we will have a people's capitalism.
Can you imagine that?
A people's capitalism.
Well, that
you know?
Sounds but this is a
all
right.
But
you
idea.
See, this is
well,
the same as saying socialism, but he said people's capitalism.
That's good.
Socialism.
That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was a very good speech.
Right, oh, sure. That's good. The idea,
yeah.
the idea that the people will own everything.
That's
good.
Right.
Hmm. Good.
Only thing is. Does a person have to be in an insane asylum to come to such conclusions?
No, well, he was just, well, they always have a commencement, they have jokes, you know, don't they?
Not at
you
the
know?
University of Minnesota.
No, no.
Everything is so serious, people
were
scared even light a cigarette.
Somebody was using this as a speech.
No, this was a part
sure,
of a speech,
sure,
I was telling
sure.
you. This
well,
was president
speech.
of the Bemidji
teachers
college.
Teachers.
Why would they pick a story like that?
Well, he had to say some joke, you know. He I don't know.
Just
I suppose he developed it some way. I don't know all the
truth. Yeah, but what the hell? He's defeating his own purpose, it seems to me.
How? Describe
well,
it for
how?
Me. Give me a lesson.
In what sense?
No, but why should he tell a story that's obviously contrary to all... concept.
Well, wait a minute. That's not the only story. He said another story. He said this story. He said there was a university, and at that university there was a janitor who couldn't read or write, and that became a real discussion among the whole student body and the faculty, that we have a janitor who can't read and write. And eventually reached the stage that they fired him because it was a shame to have a man in the university, regardless of his position, that couldn't read or write. So they fired him. This janitor, however, went into a business, and he doubled his business. He quadrupled his business and so on. And he kept on buying business after business. He became a real millionaire. Then one day he had to get some real money, you know, for another business. So he went to a bank and he wanted some money. So he asked the banker if he could have $100,000 for this business. And the banker said, why, certainly you can have the money. And this so-called janitor said, all right, you sign my name to it, and I'll put my fingerprint to it. And which he did. And the banker then looked at him and he said, it's really something. He said, you, a man who has had no education, and you have come up in this world, you have a tremendous business, you're really up in the world. How is it possible? What would you be if you were able to read and write? And the man said, well, I'd probably be a janitor.
Yeah.
So this, I mean, this
yeah.
is what this guy was saying, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, he was, I don't know what he said after that, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You know?
Well, that was about a shamus that you heard.
Yeah.
That was
about what?
A shamus. There was a Jewish guy, he became a peddler because he couldn't get a job.
Yeah, well,
as a janitor of a synagouge.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a job because he...
No, he was telling me all this thing at Nantila, you know, and the way he said it, you know, really, I laugh at it and finish, you know.
Yeah,
big guy.
Yeah,
big guy.
Yeah.
sitten ne kysyivät, että niin...
Oh, you saw this, didn't you?
Että jos minä niin...
Yeah. Niin we should niin, go to it. When is it?
Yeah, we should.
Last night.
Last night.
Minä sanoin, en minä käy kirkossa, mutta silloin kun joku haurata hänelle joku vihii tähän, niin minä käyn. Minä sanoo, niinkö sanoo se toinen akka.
Yeah.
Sanoo, lujatko sinä Raamattua? Minä sanoin, minä olin jo vaikka mitä kirjaa, kyllä minä Raamattuakin osaan lukia. Minä sanoin, että minä olen sitä lukenut pikkutytöstä Raamattua, mutta en minä niin...
Työkseni sitä tehdä.
Niin, en minä sitä työkseni tein, enkä minä kerkeä Raamattua ole kerinyt lukehen niin työkseni, että minulla on aina niin paljon muuta työtä.
Ja
sanomalehden sanoo ensimmäisiä niitä, minä olen katsonut, että mitä maailmalta kuuluu.
Ja.
Se meni niin mukavaksi ja sanoo, niinkö? Minä sanon, kyllä minä osaan lukia vaikka mitä kirjaa ja sillä mitään väliä on.
Ja
niin, mutta en minä sitä kirkosta rupia hakemahan niin mitään niin Raamatun lauseita enkä mitään niin oppia.
Mm-hmm.
Niin se sanoo sitten viimein, että no on se hyvä. Ja lähti menemään. Minä sitten... Siinä oli sitten kaksi akkaa, jotka oli kans sieltä Hipingistä ja ne oli sellaisia, että ne kävi kirkossa, mutta en minä tiedä sitten, totta ei ne ole niin ahtaan oloisia ollut ne. Toisaalta oli leikattu silmä, niin silmästä häivä, kun niin sille näkö tuli huonoksi ja mikä se, mitä hyvä toisella oli tehty, minä muistan, mutta se sitten toimitti mulle se, jolta sitä silmää oli leikattu, että hän justiin puhuu niiden kanssa siinä ja hän toimitti, että niin, ne oli niin kuin tuttuja sille.
Joo.
Oli sanonut, että niin, että hän niin kuin tyttönsä lapsille toimitti, että niin, mennään nyt sinne hääpaattiin tänä iltana, että niin, kun siellä on tanssikin sitten. Niin se oli emänyttänyt sitten sille, jolta silmä leikattiin, että niin, sinäkin puhut tanssista ja eikä ole silmiäkään. Ja se sanoo, että niin, kyllä hänen meni niin pahaksi mielensä. Minä sanoin, miksi se sanoin, että mistä sä tiedät, vaikka sullakaan olisi huomenna enää silmiä, että niin, ei sitä niin tiedä. Sitten se toinen nakka sanoi, että kyllä se oli kauheaa, kun tuon Hannan niin mielen muun pahoittivat, sanoi, että niin, mitä tuhansia sitä tuollaisia menee puhumahan, että kun ei sulla ole silmiäkään. Että minä sanoin, sit sanoin vain, että tanssitahan sitä taivahassakin, että niin, mitä sillä väliä on, vaikka tämä maan päällekin tanssi.
Joo, sitä ei siinä tarvitse silmiä, kun tanssi.
Niin, että ei siinä silmiä tarvitse.
Joo, enemmistön tanssitaan vaan silmät
kiinni. Niin, ja eiköhän sinne halunnut mennä, eihän vain ehdottu lapsia
sinne.
Mä sitten huvitti itsekseni, että kun niin, sitten oli Sisholmista yksimisissä siellä, joka oli sitten semmoinen, että ei se ollut liian mikään kirkon ihminen. Me sitten välimme puhumme taas siitä, että, niin, että eikö se ole kamalaa, että kun niin, toiset on niin taivaallisia, että ei saisi mennä tanssiinkaan. Toiset ei ollut taas niin aarasmielisiä, niin minä sanoin, että tanssiin.
Joo, vaikka puoli sokeana.
Come on, Mr. Davis, come across. What do you mean you can't translate? You mean you were laughing?
What about somebody who kind of saw it, somebody else, because they couldn't see very good, their eyes weren't so good.
Yeah.
Why, I said, why do you want to go to a dance you can't even see? Well, the person felt pretty bad, you know, about that and everything. And without going into further detail, well, I mean, I said there were a lot of people... Yeah, you don't have to see to go to a dance, you dance with your eyes closed anyway. That's what we were laughing at.
I mean, maybe you don't, but you have to see for that.
She
says
blind people who have children, I said, you don't have to see for
that.
That's another
matter, that's
all right.
You can't imagine.
So, Kathy,
you said, can you have a lapsia?
No, it doesn't matter.
You know,
but when I was in the evening there, and there came the papi. Oi, ja se tuli tietämättä mun työni.
Mihinkä?
Sinne hospitaaliin kanssa.
Oh.
Se Hipingin pappi.
Ja.
Ja se kysyy sitten niin Mrs. Mäkiä, joka on niin täältä Metolannista.
Oh.
Ja minä tiesin sitten, että sinne oli se niin Toivolasta se Misismäki viety.
Joo.
Niin minä sitten sanoin, että ei se ole Metolannista, että se on Toivolasta, mutta niiden posti menee Metolantiin. Joo. Niin sitten vain sanoin, että niin, minä sanoin, että minä tiedän missä paikassa, missä se on, että ei sun kanssa ole tällä laattiallakaan, että se on, minä olisiko toisella laattialla, minä olin kolmannella.
Joo.
No se kysyi, että mistä minun, minä sanoin, minä olen Selistä, ja se esitti itsensä sitten, että hän on niin Hipingin pappi, mikä se on joki.
Joo.
Ja niin. Minä sanoin niinkö, sanoo, ootte hänen tainnut nähdäkin, että kun hän on siellä niin Selis pitänyt niin saarnoja.
Joo.
Minä sanoin, kun en minä käy semmoisissa ollenkaan. Ja se sanoo heti siihen, niinkö?
I can't translate. He said, well, you probably heard me preach. He said, I preached in Cherry even often. She says, well, I don't usually go to those kind of affairs. So he said, oh, that's so
good. That's pretty good. Took him down a peg.
Ja sitten se sanoi, että tunnetteko te Kaukosella-asia? No se on joo, ne on ollut mun ensimmäisiä ystäviä, niin kuin minä olen tullut niin Kontrille.
Joo,
että ne on aina käynyt siellä kylässä ja ne on käynyt meillä.
Ja ne oli niin kirkollisia.
Ja ne oli sitten niin täysin kirkollisia ja uskovaisia, kun ikänä tulee.
Joo.
No se sanoi, että niin, hän käy paljon siellä.
Joo.
No, mutta minä olen ajatellut, että niin kyllähän Kaukosen missä olisi tullut mua kattoon tänne, jos se tietää, että minä olen täällä. Ja sanoi, minä menen sinne tänä päivänä.
Ja.
Ja se oli mennyt ja Kaukosen missä tuli mua kattoon.
Oho, se tuli katsomaan, joo. No, niin kirkollinen.
Ei se ollut silti vihas mulle.
Ei se
ollut. Ei se ollut, ei se ollut vihas, kun se meni sitten vielä sinne ja sanoi, että
niin.
Joo.
Joo.
Se
ollut.
Yeah.
And she said, and then so she had said, well, I'm sure that they'd have been suffering now. Motherhood, 1951. The apple trees are budding into fruit. Green
burst. Then back to busy life again. It suits me well to mingle now with things that never pleased before, though every joy is fled below. What future?
And leave their whiskers grow long. So one of them was sitting on a railroad coach, and a typical as is the custom among the old Jews, he was sitting there and nodding and singing and reading. And the conductor was waiting for his opportunity, and he came by a fourth time. He says, you had thought I was kidding.
Well, I just get to talk about how bad it looks like this. But I really love him.
Okay.
I try to tell. A lot of these guys wouldn't be helped. I don't see it that
way. I'm just full of hope and dreaming, and my honey should be sitting here, not you. Why are you choking?
Dirty broom that I had never used because I hate to raise the dust.
You don't feel very special when you have candlelight dinner, you know, because you don't have any damn electricity. And man, how often that happened in our plant. See?
He lights that mess. Mm-hmm. There. Now is the time. See? Yeah. Don't light up about like that. Okay.